The following is a special presentation of 1330 WFIN, WFIN.com, and now at 95.5 FM.
Good evening. I welcome everybody to this special session of the Finley Council meeting. I appreciate everybody being very patient and understanding with what we're doing tonight. We've made a little bit of a seating chart that's a little different. So tonight, if you're watching or listening, our city council members are spread out, and a lot of our administrators are in the audience. If they have or asked a question or have a comment, they'll raise their hand and be called on, and they will come to the podium to speak. So they will be heard from and seen. I ask that all the council members, if you do have something to say, to make sure you turn on your microphone, and once you're done, to turn it off. I'm waiting here for a little bit for Denise to take our roll call. I think while we're waiting for that, why don't we stand and do the pledge and have a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. I would entertain a motion to accept. I'm sorry, we don't have that. There's no reason to accept the changes of the previous city council meeting. We'll do that at next Tuesday's. We have no add-ons, replacements, or removals from tonight's agenda. We have no proclamations. We have no recognition or retirement resolutions. We have no oral communications or written communications. We have no petitions. Reports of municipal officers and municipal departments. I'd like to call on the mayor right now. She would like to make some comments on some budgetary things.
We should do roll call.
One moment, please. Is everybody here? Okay, let's do the roll call.
Mr. Greeno?
Here.
Mr. Haas?
Here.
Mr. Hellman?
Here.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Here.
Mr. Palmer?
Here.
Mr. Russell?
Here.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Here.
Mr. Slough?
Here.
Ms. Warnicke?
Here.
And Mr. Wobser?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Now, let's go back to the mayor. Go ahead.
Wonderful. Good evening. Thank you all for allowing me a couple minutes and your flexibility in this evening's meeting format. As you have seen over the last couple of days, I've set a couple of meetings and information out, and just wanted to provide a quick update on the finances of the city and some of the steps that the administration has taken related to our expected revenue changes and then managing our expenses going forward. So certainly at this time, we do not have a formal update from the auditor. We would expect to have that to you on the revenue projections for this year at the next meeting from the auditor's office. So far for this year, the revenue is coming in strong. However, that is through just the middle of March. And as we all know, there's been some drastic changes in the community that we would expect to impact our revenue going forward. On the expense items, I wanted to mention in follow-up to the email I sent, we've already worked with our department heads to make sure that we are not having any discretionary spending occurring. We are working with them to make sure that we are not hiring any additional individuals, though we are moving forward with some of the retirement replacements that we had planned on, as well as promoting a couple of people, moving them from full-time to part-time, as those positions were needed to continue to maintain the level of service that we want. Additionally, we are continuing to make sure that we're looking at what potential retirements we may be having next year that we may be able to hold off on when we will continue to see that revenue adjustment, as well as making sure that we are ratcheting back any capital expenditures that do not need to happen this year. So earlier today, I sent out a document that is just a draft kind of first pass at some changes to the capital plan. When we put forward a capital plan that's anticipating, you know, it's kind of the wish list. What would we like to see happen if we have the money available? What are the things that we see as beneficial for our dollars to be going towards? Certainly understanding that we have to also live within our means. And so we have already started making some adjustments. So a couple items that I wanted to hit on is there's a couple of pieces of equipment, a couple vehicles that we will not plan to replace this year. The Emery Adams parking lot, we will just plan to kind of do some spot fixes on that instead of replacing the whole parking lot. A couple of intersections and lights that we will hold off, we'll just focus on repairing. However, you will see that we do want to still have some funds to be able to bid out those projects, so we're requesting some funding to be able to do that as they do have a long lead time. I also want to remind folks that especially for the newer members, that we have multiple different funds. So certainly you will see projects continuing to move forward in the water and sewer funds because those are separate restricted funds. Those are not out of the capital improvement plan, as well as those are both healthy and in great positions. And we're very fortunate that over the last couple of years we have been wise financial stewards and have gotten our general fund in a good position. So as an administration, we're having constant conversation with the auditor's office and are working to make sure that we're in an appropriate position to not have to make any drastic changes. What we want to continue to do is be wise stewards. So over the last couple of years, we had given back 8 to 10% of our budget through our departments each year. So we'll continue to do that, and we have emphasized to our department heads to continue to try to plan on 15%, if not more. But I want you to be well aware that we are keeping a very close eye on that. We are already making adjustments. Our department heads understand the importance of being able to do this. But we also want to be continuing to invest in our community, continuing to provide appropriate level of service to our citizens, and making sure that we're not kicking a can down the road that eventually is going to be more expensive to fix. All of the items that are in front of you this evening are items that we feel are appropriate to continue to move forward. I know that one of the questions was on a parking lot being replaced at the Cube and if that's an appropriate use of our dollars right now. That is one of those items that's in a condition where we don't feel like we can appropriately fix it at this point and would like to move forward. It's already been bidded out. We have good asphalt pricing right now, so we would like to move forward with that. Certainly, we welcome any discussion or questions on anything at any time. We appreciate your patience and understanding, guidance and feedback, and if there's any information that we can provide or questions that you have, please do not hesitate to reach out, and I'd be happy to answer questions if the president would allow that.
Ms. Russell.
So in the past, on our budgets, we have made a special allocation from general fund into the capital projects. Paul's term would be to say this is known dollars. We know where our financial position is. And we see how the year is going to lay out, and that's when we make that. And I kind of think that the capital plan, we considered doing that again for this year. Obviously, that's potentially changed. Is it the expectation now that there would not be another allocation from general into capital this year?
So happy to clarify. So what Councilman Russell is referring to is as we've kind of gone each year, as we understand our financial position, we would allocate additional dollars to the capital plan to be able to do some things because we were in a good financial position. At this point, we're not requesting any additional funds be put into the capital fund because we want to make sure that our general expenses are covered and that we don't have an issue there. Certainly, if we, we'll work with the funds that we have available right now. I would rather keep those funds unrestricted as long as possible and have more flexibility on how to spend them as we better understand our financial position in the coming months.
Any additional questions, Mr. Russell?
This might be more for Brian, but is the expectation with the challenging environment that's ahead and the fact that we're financially in a better position than other municipalities that we might see better pricing, more aggressive pricing or bids from our on some of our projects. And if that's the case and if it's really a strong benefit, is there thought to, I don't want to say pulling in our projects, but potentially changing the capital plans to take advantage of what could be some good pricing?
It's something that we can look at. One of the things that we do have to remember is that there are different funds. So we can't pull water projects out and expect to use those funds on roads, that sort of thing, because of the different funds. We could. The other issue is some of the times that we get the good pricing, we get the good pricing because we bid early in the year. We try to get our asphalt bid in January, maybe the beginning of February. When we do that, the contractors are looking for projects to do to fill up their schedule, so usually we get better pricing on that. I understand the asphalt pricing now might be a little different than what it was in January this year because of just the way things have gone. But that's why we're still asking for the cube parking lot. We did bid that. I think it was like the second week in February is when that bid opening was. I had not requested the funds yet because I only had so many funds available in the capital fund, and I had other stuff that I had to do. We're at the point now where the contractor would like to get started. It still makes sense to do it. Even with the pricing maybe being a little cheaper now on the actual product, if we would try to rebid it, the cost is probably going to stay the same or maybe still go up just for the fact that now they've already got stuff on their books and they'd have to try to fit it in.
So. Mayor Murin.
I was just going to add that certainly we're always watching the pricing. If we see an opportunity to get additional work done at a lower cost because other individuals or other companies are not looking to hire those contractors, we'll certainly weigh the pros and cons and see if it's appropriate to bid out those projects to get more work done for a wise financial process.
Auditor Stasia.
Thank you. To address that also, it's my hope, and I've spoken with Head of Appropriations, Councilman Wolfser, also with the mayor, and through our meeting that we had last week regarding the income tax, that you folks think about this a little bit differently than we did as a city when the recession hit in 2007, 8, 9, through 10, and 11. And that is, you started this year with approximately $13 million of cash carried forward around appropriated balance. You're projected to end this year originally with about $14 million. That's changed since the income tax administrator has so dramatically revised his estimates, particularly on the business tax a minus almost $5 million we're talking about. That being said, to properly protect your cash balances, although there would be some advantages gained from potentially moving more quickly on spending some of this money, I want you to start to think about building firewalls in your thinking on your cash balances. In other words, we know that you really don't want to spend down your balances unnecessarily more than 3 months of a cash reserve based on where we're at, where we may be going if this becomes worse, if there's a double dip, not only the COVID, but a recession as a result of the COVID. So that tells you right now, my revenue projections are going to project a cash balance probably in the $8 to $9 million range. I'll have more information on that by your next council meeting. But your first firewall, first threshold wall, should be somewhere around $8 million. In other words, as you approach that number, you will want to look harder and harder and harder at what changes you may need to make necessarily. And if you spend below that, and again, to your advantage, you now have a strategic planning committee that's working with Baker Tilly on finalizing a scope for how you should be looking at your financial structure and your policies. But the idea would be if you decide to spend below 3 month minimum reserve, which is highly recommended by all entities, then you need to have a plan for recapturing that cash. So, again, great question, Councilman Russell. My goal is, again, to get you to think about thresholds. And if those thresholds are $9 million, and spend away till you hit $9 million, and then as you hit $9 million, so put the brakes on until you get close to 8 or whatever council's pleasure is, but you need to look at thresholds now in your budget, because we're going to go from a projected cash balance of $14 million down to a projected cash balance under $10 million like that. It's just going to go away. So with that in mind, when I get those budget numbers projected, I'll have to file a certificate with the county, and you will all get copies of that certificate once it's filed. But that's one of my statutory duties that I have to accomplish. And, of course, as the mayor said, we're keeping in contact with regard to what they're doing with expenses and where this thing's going to go forward. Thank you.
Any additional questions or comments? If not, we'll move on to legislation. There's no resolutions. Ordinances. Just real quick, that prior, when we were starting our meeting, the reason we didn't do the roll call as a first order of business, that we were passing out letters concerning ordinance number 2020-36, 2020-37, and 2020-38. So the three letters that Denise handed to you are pertaining to those three ordinances. And I want to make sure that they're added to your packet tonight. Thank you. Is there a motion to read any one of those three? Hearing none, let's move on to ordinances.
Third reading for Ordinance 2020-020, an ordinance appropriating and transferring funds and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Russell.
Move for approval.
Second, Mr. Greeno. Questions or comments? All those in favor of the ordinance, say aye after your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
Mr. Greeno.
Aye.
Mr. Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Hellman.
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer.
Aye.
Mr. Palmer.
Aye.
Mr. Russell.
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker.
Aye.
Mr. Slough.
Aye.
Ms. Warnicki.
Aye.
And Mr. Wobser.
Aye.
The motion is adopted.
Second reading for Ordinance 2020-029, an ordinance authorizing the service director and the safety director of the City of Findlay to advertise for bids where required and enter into contracts for various projects, appropriating and transferring funds for said capital expenditures, and declaring an emergency.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Russell.
I would move that Council's statutory rules be suspended and Ordinance 2020-029 be given its third reading.
Mr. Slough, second. All those in favor of suspending the rules of Council, say aye after your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicki?
Aye.
Mr. Wobser?
Nay.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
The ayes have it. The rules of council have been suspended, and the ordinance will be given its third reading.
Ordinance 2020-029.
Mr. Russell.
Move for adoption of Ordinance 2020-029.
Second, Mr. Haas. Questions or comments? Mr. Russell.
I move to suspend because this has been in our capital budget, number one. And number two, the money is coming from water fund and sewer fund, two very healthy individual funds that we would not expect to see, as stated, too dramatic of a change in their fund balances because of the current situation. And so to get these things moving, that is why I asked for the suspension, and that's why I will vote for this to be approved.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the ordinance, say aye after your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicki?
Aye.
Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
And Mr. Haas?
Aye.
The ayes have it. The ordinance is adopted.
Second reading for ordinance 2020-030, an ordinance appropriating funds and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Russell.
Move that council statutory rules be suspended and 2020-030 be given its third reading.
Second. All those in favor of suspending the rules of council, say aye if your name is called. Those opposed, nay.
Mr. Niemeyer.
Aye.
Mr. Palmer.
Aye.
Mr. Russell.
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker.
Aye.
Mr. Slough.
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke.
Aye.
Mr. Wobser.
Nay.
Mr. Greeno.
Aye.
Mr. Haas.
Aye.
And Mr. Hellman.
Aye.
The rules of council have been suspended, and the ordinance will be given its third reading.
Ordinance 2020-030.
Mr. Palmer.
Make a motion to approve ordinance number 2020-030.
Second, Mr. Russell. Questions or comments? Mr. Russell.
Once again, this is a project that is being funded out of the water fund. In conversations that I had with Mr. Schmelzer and Mr. Thomas prior to tonight's meeting, and just over the last couple of years, I know one of the things that you always worry about is stopping projects that we end up paying for at a later date or time, and the Rutherford Water Line is one such project. It's in the capital plan. It was designated to be addressed at this point in time. So these are the types of projects that we, quite honestly, I'd rather get them done the week before they break than the week after they break. And so that's why I asked that this one continue to move.
Any additional questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the ordinance say aye. If your name is called, those opposed, nay.
Mr. Palmer?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
Mr. Schindeldecker?
Aye.
Mr. Slough?
Aye.
Ms. Warnicke?
Aye.
Mr. Wobser?
Aye.
Mr. Greeno?
Aye.
Mr. Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Hellman?
Aye.
And Mr. Niemeyer?
Aye.
The ayes have it. The ordinance is adopted.
First reading for ordinance 2020-036, an ordinance appropriating and transferring funds and declaring an emergency. First reading for ordinance 2020-037, an ordinance appropriating funds and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Russell.
Seeing as though this project is a...
Mr. Russell, just a second.
Can I comment first?
Okay.
Yeah, question for Mr. Thomas on this. Can you explain a little bit about this project and how it's a coordinated effort with the county?
Brian Thomas.
Thank you. This project is a project that the county's actually doing with some of the flood money that they collected. This will be adding another storm line out on County Road 180 there across, it'll run across Sandusky Street and go into the river. That should help alleviate some of the water that comes from Lye Creek. It backs up, it came up that way. It was not able to get across the intersection. It would take a right turn, go across County Road 180, and end up back in Hunter's Creek. This should help take care of that. As part of the MOU, the county will be funding all the construction part of it, and they paid for the design part of it. The city is bidding it and will provide the inspection services on it. So the county has provided the funds to us. We have a check. This ordinance would be transferring the money into the project. The one thing I wanted to point out is, and I thank Ginger for catching it this morning, I did screw up in my letter, and there's some language that I left out. So I know normally when it's something like this and it's just transferring the money, you would do it one reading. I'd ask that you not do that tonight and just give it a reading. That'll give me a chance to get with Denise, and I can get the language changed, and we can have that as a revision at your next council meeting, and we can go from there.
Mr. Hellman.
Isn't this the project where we were just paying for the design fee and the inspection fee?
No, we're just paying for our people are doing the inspection. We just have to pay for the legal advertising to bid it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas.
first reading for ordinance 2020-038, an ordinance authorizing the service director and the safety director of the city of Findlay, Ohio, Findlay, to advertise for bids where required and enter into contracts for various projects, appropriating and transferring funds for said capital expenditures, and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Any old business? Any new business? Mr. Schindeldecker.
I'd just like to note the passing of a former councilman, Devon Stutzman, who passed away in the last few days. Devon served two or three terms, I think, as a councilman, and I believe he was part of the transition from the old building to the new one, but he did pass away recently.
Ms. Mayor.
Thank you. I just wanted to very quickly thank all of you for communicating with your constituents regarding COVID and some of the things that have been going on in our community. I would encourage you to continue to direct people to the Hancock County Resource Line as well as to HancockHelps.org. Both of those resources are available to help get folks to services such as mental health services, food security, help with housing, as well as health care. If folks need to utilize those are a central source that they can go towards. If individuals are having symptoms, then they need to be calling the Blanchard Valley Triage Line to be screened to determine if a test is necessary. And, of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention that tomorrow is the census. So I would like all of you to go to the City of Findlay Mayor's Facebook page and please share the post that I put out earlier today. It's a brief little video. Obviously, the census is very important to our community in situations just like this pandemic. This is some of the reasons that we need to have good data about the number of people and the level of income and the healthcare resources that we have within our community. And many of those decisions are based off of census data. So this is what is going to reflect our community in an accurate manner for the next 10 years. So please make sure you take the time to do it as well as encourage others to do that. Even if you have not received your invitation, you can go to my2020census.gov to do that. So we want to make sure that we get an accurate, complete count, and it is safe to do either online, over the phone, or by mail. If you do not do it in the next couple of weeks, then census workers will be coming out probably starting in May. That has been pushed back. And if a census worker comes to your home, they will have an official Census Bureau ID with their photo. They are not going to ask for any confidential information such as Social Security numbers or bank account information or political affiliation. That is a scam if they are asking for that. So please make sure to spread that word.
Any other new business? I just want to I got to put some thank yous out. I'd like to thank the mayor's office and Denise DeVore for making tonight palatable for all of us. I'd also like to thank our media partners, including WFIN, that's broadcasting this on the radio, Spectrum TV, as always, doing a stellar job. I'd also like to, the next meeting that's scheduled for next Tuesday, there is a white paper out from the state of Ohio that states that there are some alternatives to meeting in, like we have tonight in person. I'm working with Don, our legal our lawyer in the mayor's office to determine whether or not we want to continue meeting like we have tonight or if we want to look at alternatives. So stay tuned. That decision will probably be made by the end of this week so everybody will know. I remind everybody that we are under the open meeting rules and regulations that seem to steer most of what we're doing. I'm sure we would all love to be home in front of our computer with a microphone meeting that way. I ask that everybody understand that I'm in no way does the mayor or myself want to put anybody in any kind of health peril. We're all in different times than any of us. Well, maybe Schindeldecker, you know, he was a teenager in 1918, but that most of us have never seen anything like we're going through right now. And I hope that all of us will adhere by what our governor and our president is saying and pay attention to what our mayor and her office and our health our county health director. It's real, real important. I think we're maybe past that the point where the initial peak would have happened, but we've still got a long way to go. And it's important that that we stay away from people, especially if you have any kind of symptoms, but also understand that we as the city are open, right? And our police and fire are out there protecting our citizens as needed. If you call them, they're going to show up, right? But also think about all the people that are working at grocery stores, restaurants, you know, that are out there in harm's way for us. And I hope that you all understand that those people deserve a special applause from any and all as we all go through this. So stay tuned. I appreciate everybody coming out tonight. If there's no additional new business, I adjourn the meeting.
See you in 1 week. Right?
National and world news from ABC, statewide coverage from the Ohio News Network, and local and regional news from the WFIN newsroom. 1330 WFIN, and now at 95.5 FM.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. So can you. Whether it's by donating food or simply giving time, right in your own backyard. Brought to you by America's Navy.
We now rejoin our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.